In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of the works which Jesus did, one of the signs that he is the Son of God, was that he was an exorcist. He was one who cast out unclean spirits, who cast out demons. And this demonstrates that, in fact, that he is the Son of God, because who has power not to cast out simply in the name of God, but with his own power? The devil, but God himself. Only God has more power than the devil. And so when Jesus was casting out this unclean spirit, the unclean spirit did a kind of a nasty trick and said, "I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Now Jesus told the spirit to be quiet. He did this often because the spirits did want to let the cat out of the bag and say, "He's the Holy One of God." Now you might say to yourself, "Well, what's the big deal? Didn't Jesus want people to know he was the Holy One of God?" Yes, but for the right reasons, that he cast out the demons, not that the demons gave testimony to him. Notice that Jesus also oftentimes told those who he cured to be quiet about it and to tell no one. And almost to a man, they couldn't control themselves and they told everyone, and then Jesus couldn't get around because of all of the crowds of people wanting to be cured. This is what's called by scripture scholars the messianic secret. And it's not that Jesus wants to keep his identity concealed, it's rather that he wants people to know who he is for the right reason, because they see the testimony of God, not the testimony of men, not the testimony of demons, but the testimony of God and his works. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.